back when I finish the lunch tea.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on October 13th, 2023. Welcome to episode 40 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leaps hockey, and breaking news on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Feeling Figures Migration Magic with Don't Ever Let Me Know. That was Don't Ever Let Me Know from Feeling Figures, Migration Magic. Next up is Francisco Mella and Jonathan Resin's Earthquake. Here is Flourishing. I'd like to discuss the SCFU athletics at this time. There were five events on October 7th. The Red Leap swimming teams finished their two-day duels against the host University of Idaho Vandals and Grand Canyon Lupus in Moscow, Idaho. On day two, SCFU women's fell to Idaho 222-56, and both were dominated by Grand Canyon as men's lost 173-89 and women's succumbed 203-72. Distances were in yards, with times in minutes and seconds, the latter of which were given in decimals. Here are the Red Leap's winners and runner-ups. Marcus Mack, first in men's 400 individual medley at 406.09. Thomas Caruso, second in men's 100 backstroke at 51.19. Tori McClunchek, second in women's 500 individual medley at 505.26. Owen Nicholson, first in men's 500 individual medley at 440.99, followed by Luka Tomic at 445.33. Marcus Mack, first in men's 100 butterfly at 50.06 and 100 individual medley at 51.2. Meanwhile, the SFU volleyball were swept in three straight sets to the host Seattle Pacific Falcons, which is ranked 21st in NCAA Division II at Royal Brougham Pavilion in Seattle, Washington. Brooke Dexter led the Red Leafs with 9 kills in the losing effort. Women's soccer overwhelmed the visitors, Central Washington Wildcats, 4-0, led by Michaela Tupper's 2 goals. Later on, men's soccer hosted the Western Washington Vikings, where SFU's 1982 and 1983 NAIA championship teams were honored during the halftime, after which this year's Red Leafs defeated the Vikings 3-0. Both soccer games took place in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. On Thanksgiving Day, DSFU Women's Golf started at the Western Washington Invitational in Bellingham, Washington. The Red Leafs finished day one third after firing 14 over par to 302 strokes. SFU was led by Mira Minhas, who fired 2 over par, 74 strokes after one round, in a four-way tie for seventh. The Red Leafs finished the 2023 Western Washington Invitational the next day, on October 10th, where SFU finished third after firing 27 over par, 603 strokes, over two rounds. The Red Leaves were led by Dana Smith, who fired 3 over par, 147 strokes over two rounds in her NCAA debut, as she finished third in a three-way tie. Emily Cornwall of UBC Okanagan won the individual crown after firing 1 under par, 143 strokes. UBC Okanagan also won the team crown after firing 22 over par, 598 strokes, followed by the host Western Washington with 24 over par, 600 strokes. In the 2023 Western Washington Invitational, where SFU finished third at 603 strokes at Bellingham Golf and Country Club in Bellingham, Washington. On October 11th, Tori McClintock earned the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Women's Swimmer of the Week. Three games were on tap for October 12th. The Red Leaves men's soccer tripled up the Seattle Pacific Falcons 3-1 as Hamish Ogden's first NCAA goal was the game winner at Interbay Stadium in Seattle, Washington. Women's initially jumped out to a 1-0 lead over Seattle Pacific on Sarah Caravetta's first ever NCAA tally in the 30th minute, but Seattle Pacific scored two goals in the second half to shade SFU 2-1 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. And for the nightcap, the Red Leaves volleyball swept away the Western Oregon Wolves in three straight sets, led by Kaylin Hartman and Brooke Dexter's 11 kills each.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Parviz Tanavali, Poets, Locks, Cages, the first major Canadian exhibition of works by the Iranian-born Vancouver-based artist, Parviz Tanavali. The exhibition brings together over 100 major works, representing his six-decade career, and spans the full breadth of his practice from sculpture and painting to printmaking and mixed-media assemblages. To learn more about this exhibition, visit vanartgallery.bc.ca.
Here are the men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference for 2023. Great Northwest Athletic Conference is NCAA Division II. 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Overall records are used to break conference ties. Western Oregon is first at 4-0-1, 13 points, 8-2-1 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 3-0-1 conference, 10 points, 6-2-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, third, 1-1-2, 5 points, 3-4-3 overall. Western Washington, fourth, 1-3-1, 4 points, 4-5-2 overall. Seattle Pacific, fifth, 1-2-1, 4 points, 3-5-2 overall. Montana State Billings, 1-3 conference, 3 points, 4-5-1 overall. And St. Martin's, last, 1-3 conference, 3 points, 3-5-1 overall.
The Nikkei Garden Farmers Market is pleased to announce its return for the third year in a row, running from June to October. The market will take place on the 2nd and 4th Sundays of each month, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visitors to the market can enjoy a relaxing stroll through the locally grown produce booths, indulge in the delicious locally crafted food, and explore unique artisanal goods made by local makers, while taking in the seasonal beauty of the Japanese garden. To learn more about this event, visit center.nikkeiplace.org.
Here are the 2023 women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's soccer, women's soccer awards 3 points for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie. And overall records are used to break conference record ties. Seattle Pacific is first at 5-0-2, 17 points, 8-2-2 overall. Western Washington, second, 4-1-2, 14 points, 6-3-3 overall. Western Oregon, third, 4-2-1, 13 points, 7-2-2 overall. Simon Fraser, fourth, 3-3-1, 10 points, 4-3-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 2-3-2, 8 points, 4-3-4 overall. St. Martin's, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-4, 7 points, 3-3-5 overall. Montana State Billings, 7th, 1-4-2, 5 points, 2-5-3 overall. And Central Washington is last at 1-6, 3 points, 2-10 overall.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents the Vancouver-based artist Mary Corey's most recent work, I Love, in the gallery's first floor rotunda until November 19, 2023. Paying homage to the calligraphic nature of Arabic in her work, Corey draws inspiration from Henry Moore's sensuous sculptures in Zaha Hadid's organic architectural structures. To learn more about this exhibition, visit vanartgallery.bc.ca.
Here are the 2023 volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Seattle Pacific is first at 7-1 conference, 13-3 overall. Central Washington, second, 6-2 conference, 12-4 overall. St. Martin's, third, 5-3 conference, 11-6 overall. Western Washington, 4th, 5-3 conference, 5-11 overall. Simon Fraser, 5th, 5-3 conference, 10-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 4-4 conference, 8-8 overall. Alaska Anchorage is 7th, 3-5 conference, 11-12 overall. Alaska, 8th, 2-6 conference, 9-13 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 2-6 conference, but are 8-8 overall. And Montana State Billings is dead last at 1-7 conference, 3-15 overall.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary emerging and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14th, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 40 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and breaking news on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Girl Race Prestige. The tune is Give Me Your Love.